We're talking today to Melissa Gilbert, best known as Half Pint, Laura Ingalls in Little House on the Prairie, but so many other things. We're delighted to have a chance to talk to her today about her new book, Back to the Prairie, A Home Remade, A Life Rediscovered, from Gallery Books. Hi, it's wonderful to get a chance to talk to you. My wife and I have been fans of yours since you were very young. It's so nice to get to talk to you, and I enjoyed your book very much.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
I suppose I would be remiss if I did not say thank you for the wonderful body of work that you have done as an actor through the years. Of course, Little House on the Prairie, but I also remember when you did the remake, the story of Helen Keller with Patty Duke, and I thought that was a really wonderful thing. Your new book, Back to the Prairie, A Home Remade, A Life Rediscovered, picks up your life after you had some changes. Some of them were tough, and some of them were lovely, including your marriage to Timothy Busfield, and you share how your life has changed since you got married and what you guys have done differently. Have people been surprised to find out that you guys ended up moving out to a lovely rural area and living this kind of idyllic seeming life that's a lot of work?
You know what? I don't think anyone was surprised, which is interesting. I think everyone fully expected that this is where we would end up. Because when we told people this is what we wanted to do and this is where we were going, everybody went, of course. So it just seemed, you know, Tim and I as a couple, it's always been about what comes to us naturally. Mm-hmm. And this is the life that comes to us most naturally. And it was really solidified, as I wrote in the book, during the pandemic, when we were locked down up here at this place that we had just renovated, was just made ready for us. And we decided to grow our own food and to get chickens and do all of these things that we always wanted to do but never had the time to do.
Right.
So though the pandemic was a horrible, tragic time for so many people around the world, there were little silver linings, and this was the silver lining for us.
Yeah. I think one of the things that we noticed the most around here, this is a fairly small town. A lot of people in our outlying areas work on farms, live on farms, is that people had more time with each other and people had more time with their kids. And those were silver linings into this weird cloud of the pandemic. One of the things that you guys did was really connect with nature, didn't you? You kind of got used to living in the vicinity of a bear. That's a pretty interesting story.
Yes. I mean, there's everything up here. And you know, the amazing thing about nature, when you live in nature, is she's always trying to take back what you have.
Right.
So it's her place. So we have bears, we have foxes, we have eagles and hawks, and we have porcupines and raccoons and squirrels and fisher cats and rattlesnakes. And it's, you know, we've had to navigate, negotiate a life with nature on nature's terms a great deal. And that's what we've created up here. And it really is, it's pretty heavenly, actually.
It's really a lovely story, and you do a wonderful job in making us feel like part of your family as you're telling us about all these adventures, some of them a little scarier than others. There was one thing that happened. You had a serious spinal injury. They tried to fix it, and you had to have it refixed, and that was all happening during the COVID time too, right?
Yes, yes. I've had repeated spinal injuries a lot, and I'd had a spinal fusion again in 2015 that didn't, that failed, and the hardware was coming out. And so I had to get my neck fixed again. And the only way I was going to do it was to go to the surgeon that I worked with previously in Southern California. And it was determined that I had to go during the pandemic. And so I flew cross country during COVID and had the surgery by myself, but mind you, because Tim was,
of course,
here in New York City working on the first television series to come back after the pandemic was sort of winding down-ish. And so I flew there and back by myself, but had the surgery, and I have had no pain since, and it's been an absolute miracle. I have an artificial disc, and I highly recommend if anyone is having disc issues and has to have surgery that they get an artificial disc over a fusion any day.
Wow. I'm so glad to hear that everything turned out so well for you. I know it's a weird thing that people you've never met all around the country kind of think of you as that little girl that we all fell in love with on Little House on the Prairie all those years ago. There is sort of that feeling among the people that have been your fans that we care about you and we want you to be happy and we want you to be healthy. And so that was an encouraging thing to hear that, hey, we could fix this. you guys are still working in the business, but it's different now, isn't it? There's not this feeling that if we don't get the next part, that then our life is going to be over as we know it.
Yeah, well, that's me for sure. My husband works way more than I do because he also directs, and we're actually waiting to hear when we're going to travel to Albuquerque because he's going to be executive producing and directing a series called The Cleaning Lady for Fox. And so, you know, that constantly happens, and I'm always doing plays and things and acting all over the place in television and movies as well. But it's not, I don't feel as ambitious about this. Right now, the majority of my time is taken up by this lifestyle line I launched last year called Modern Prairie. And, you know, we launched our app. It's available on the App Store. And it is it's a community where maturing women can gather to share and support one another through all of this stuff as we age gratefully through life. And there's a retail component to it. And we have wonderful products all made by women. And my partner, Nicole Hazy, is just the genius who put this all together. And so that's where my passion is right now, Modern Prairie.
Well, that is very cool. And once again, I know your time is short and that you need to go, but please tell your husband a happy birthday. I know his birthday is coming up Monday. I hope it's a great one for him. And thank you so much for spending time with us and all of the other radio folks across America that you've been talking to today. We appreciate you, and we're happy that you're happy, and look forward to more wonderful things from you.
Thank you so much. That's very sweet, very generous, and I would gladly talk to you again anytime. So you take care.
All right, you too. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
We've been privileged today to talk to Melissa Gilbert, actress that we've known since she was a child, that she is now living in the woods and with her husband and loving it. Her new book, Back to the Prairie, A Home Remade, A Life Rediscovered. It's from Gallery Books. For WTBF, I'm Doc Kirby.